weird Prince stories. And you have one about Carmen Electra?
Yeah, this is one that I remember seeing an interview with Carmen about, and it just stuck with me since I was little. She said she dated Prince in the 90s, and he would make her go to sleep with makeup on and wake up and go fix her makeup and come back to bed. Like, she had to look like a doll, kind of, for wow. him to be in bed with her.
Standard.
But, you know, Carmen...
Hold on. That's genius. I mean, no one in real life has the cojones to actually demand that from whoever they're dating.
It's douchey. But, I mean, for whatever... I mean, it's Prince, so what do you do?
But, you know, if you can get away with that, that's really great. I don't want to see your morning face. And actually, you're going to set your alarm 10 minutes before I set my alarm, and you're going to banaka yourself.
That would never fly.
I want everything to be perfect. No morning breath on you.
I know.
Yes, Prince.
Like, that would never fly with me. I would never have a chance in hell to date Prince, is what that tells me. But, you know, he spurred Carmen's career. He signed her, and she walked into the room when she first met him. Her name is Tara Lee Patrick, and he just looked at her, and he's like, I'm going to write a song for you, and you need to kind of do your own thing. And if you do your own thing, I'll give you this song. I'm calling it Carmen's on Top. And she was like, okay, well, that's okay, but I don't understand. My name's Tara. And he's like, no, your name is Carmen. You are a Carmen. So he just kind of like put that on her, and she took it.
This may have been a reference to Prince's favorite position as well.
Mm-hmm.
Prince apparently went door to door for Jehovah's Witnesses.
Nuh-uh.
Under the religious influence of his friend and mentor, who was a former bassist for Sly and the Family Stone, Prince knocked on doors and proselytized.
He told
people in an article, sometimes people act surprised, but mostly they're really cool about that. And this was as late as 2008.
Stop
that
it.
He was doing this.
So there's a chance. Oh my gosh, have I been living in the wrong neighborhood all this time? There's a chance that you could be living in a neighborhood and have Prince just come knock on your door.
Wow.
I'd be like, preach, tell me it all.
Yeah, your normal Jehovah's Witness. If you were to compare their outfit to a rock star, it would be kind of like the low key look of Rick Ocasek from The Cars, you know, like black suit and like, you know, thin black tie,
right,
perhaps. But you're getting this dude with an afro and a purple Zorro type uniform. Like, can I talk to you about the Lord, please?
I think that is so funny. Just the visual of what was this? The award ceremony that Prince surprisingly showed up to, and was it the Golden Globes? Right. Recently, he showed up, and
I do not remember this.
Oh,
but
okay. He wasn't supposed to be a presenter, but all of a sudden, he just comes out on stage, and he had this look on his face, like, I don't even know what I'm doing here, and just thinking of that at your door sounds absolutely amazing.